All right. Well, great. This is Dwayne Brummett, and I'm here this month with the topic of instantly using or instantly creating leads using your Google pay-per-click. And now the concept and the things that we're going to be talking about today doesn't necessarily have to be with Google. There's other search engines that you can use. Primarily, Google is number one, but we're going to go through today and find out what the other ones are. We'll be talking about, you know, how to be able to use pay-per-click to educate you so that you can put it into action as soon as you would like to, and that way, you know, you can start using just some low-cost marketing ideas to be able to generate some more leads for you. Obviously, number one is you're going to need to be able to have a website, and let me just say this off the bat is that it's important for you to have a members website for your school, but then you also want to have a sales website. And they can be one and the same, meaning you don't have to have two different domain names and stuff, but, you know, it could be, you know, it could be, you know, like for me, it could, you know, I have tristarkarate.com/children's-page.html, and that's my children's sales letter website. And, you know, when I want to point traffic to that for the children's, you know, somebody's searching for children martial arts or kid martial arts or something like that, that's the page that I want to shoot them towards. So just right off the bat, understand that, you know, you have a one website that's set up for your, you know, information for your students and your school, and then you need to have another website that's going to be, you know, hooked up so that it's a more of a sales oriented website. You know, oriented page so that you can really meet the needs of the individuals that are, you know, what they're searching for. All right, so let's go to page number two on the Get Notes sheet, and that's going to be the glossary of terms. Now, remember, like I said before, you can get the note sheet on the website, the link that Member Solutions had sent you today. If you don't have that note sheet, you can email Kathy right now while we're on the call. It's kmarler@membersolutions.com. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you email Kathy right now, she'll also send you that link. All right, so page number two, glossary of terms. I wanted to give you a glossary of terms because as I start using abbreviations and, you know, other things and some of these other terms such as keywords or Google AdWords or CTR or PPC, you're going to kind of understand what I'm talking about. Obviously, like in the martial arts, we have a different language. Some of us use, you know, the Korean terms or the Japanese terms or what have you, but they all basically mean the same thing. So for front kick in Korean, apchagi is front kick. But, you know, if you don't have the glossary of terms, you're going to be lost. So let's look at PPC and what pay-per-click actually means. PPC stands for pay-per-click, and it's an advertising model that's used on search engines for advertising networks and content websites. Where advertisers only pay when a user actually clicks on the ad that the advertiser's website. So basically what pay-per-click is, it's a sponsored link. There's a sponsored link, whether it's on Google or whether it's on Yahoo or MSN. It's a sponsored link generally on the right-hand side. And understand on your website, or excuse me, on the web page, when you're doing like a Google search, the left-hand side is what's called the organic side, and the right-hand side is basically the paid side. And sometimes those sponsored links, your sponsored link will sometimes end up on the top left-hand side. Now, what's cool about the pay-per-click is this. You're going to find when you start doing this is the majority of individuals, the majority of martial arts school owners are not doing it. There are some that have a web presence, and some of the bigger named individuals, probably Stephen Oliver, you know, the Kovars, and, you know, some of these other individuals are going to have a bigger web presence. But most of the other schools in your area, you know, if you're not in Denver, Colorado, you don't have to worry about that, or you know, but in most of the other schools that are in your area aren't using pay-per-click. And the majority of them have no idea what they're doing, just like we all don't know what we're doing in the very beginning when we become a white belt. So basically, the pay-per-click is a sponsored link that is going to pop up when you do a certain keyword search. So, for instance, if you're looking for martial arts in Bradley, Illinois, you know, and that's one of the adjoining towns that I'm a part of. So if somebody's looking for martial arts in Bradley, Illinois, they type that in. My Google AdWord is going to pop up. CTR. CTR is your click-through rate. And that's going to be something that you're going to want to watch once you start getting your Google AdWords up and running, is to see how many times the actual ad campaign shows and then how many times people are actually clicking through. So a click-through rate, or CTR, is a way of measuring the success of the online advertising campaign. A CTR is obtained by dividing the number of users who clicked on an ad on the web page and the number of times that the ad was actually delivered, or what's called impressions. Your impressions are how many times that ad was actually shown on a website, and then you divide that by how many times that somebody actually clicked through. And so, for instance, if the impressions delivered were 100 times, let's say in 1 month the ad actually showed 100 times and there was one person that clicked on it, then your CTR, or your click-through rate, would be 1%. Now, keywords. Keywords is one of the words that are used to define the matching pages of websites. It's a so basically, you know, your keyword search, if you're looking for karate lessons, you know, that is going to capture the less words that you use, the better off you are going to be. If you type in a big old long sentence, it's really hard to narrow down the target market. But the keywords, basically, you know, like when you guys are doing searches on the website for different things that you're looking for, you type in a couple of words, and then targeted ads on that right-hand side, for Google AdWords anyways, you know, on the right-hand side, those targeted ads are going to come up. So keywords capture the essence of the topic that you're looking for, that you're questioning about, and they're likely to present, you know, listings on that right-hand side, sometimes, like I said before, on the top. Google AdWords. We're going to mainly be talking about Google today. That's the primary one that I use. Not that I don't use others, but it's easier to start off with one, and then you can kind of diverse from there. Google AdWords is the flagship advertising product and main source of revenue for Google. AdWords offer pay-per-click, or PPC, that we talked about before, so PPC advertising and site-targeted advertising for both text and banner ads. Now, if you're following along, we're on page number 2 on the note sheet. Under Google AdWords, basically I'm just reading it to you. I took these terms right off of Wikipedia on the Internet. But the AdWords program includes local, national, and international. Now, obviously for us, you know, for martial arts school, we're looking for a local search. And later on I'll talk to you about how you can do that. So anyways, Google AdWords is the flagship advertising product or the main source of revenue for Google. Let's turn to page number 3, and we're going to go over the very first question. The very first question is, why is PPC important? Underneath that, what we want to do, write down instant traffic. All right. One of the biggest reasons that it's important is because you can deliver instant traffic right away. Once you get your campaign set up with, you know, 15 minutes after that, you can drive traffic to your website, all right? Number 2 is, it's also targeted traffic. Now, there's 2 ways, basically, for us as school owners that we can do it. One is by region and city, so you can actually put down the cities that you want targeted. So if anybody does a search that's inside of that city, and if you know about, you know, every single computer has an IP address, and so when you get online, Google knows exactly where you are at, and so, you know, they're going to know. For me, for instance, right now I'm in Bradley, Illinois, and if I were to do a search, and somebody did, let's say, if I did a search for dog bone toys, and if I did that search, and there was somebody in my area that actually, you know, sold dog bone toys, and they do pay-per-click, that's going to come up. Now, they probably also do a national search as well, because that's something you can sell over the Internet and send it, you know, send it away to them. We can't send our martial arts away from them, or away from us. So there's 2 different ways. One is region and cities. You could actually type in the cities that you want to target. Or the other way is customized. And to customize means to have a circumference around your facility. So wherever your facility is located, maybe you only want to target 15 or 20 miles away. So you don't have to actually type out the cities. If the individual is searching and they're 15 miles away from your location, then your ad's going to pop up. The nice thing about that is if they are, 30 miles away, your ad isn't going to pop up. You're not going to waste money on a click. And so, again, why is PPC important? One is because it's instant traffic. You can start driving traffic to your website right away once you set it up. Second is because it's targeted traffic. You are actually going to be advertising to people that are searching for your product, as opposed to, you know, you get a ad in the newspaper and you got to pay for that ad, and you've got, you know, I don't know, depending on the circulation, you have X number of people that are looking at that ad that are never going to buy it. Well, these are individuals that are actually looking for your product already, so it's a targeted market. Number two, what are some obstacles that may stop you from doing PPC? One is spending money. All right, that may stop you because you may be thinking, well, it's a lot of money to be able to do this, and I'm not sure if I should spend that, and I don't have it in the budget. Well, let me just say this, that the Internet is not going backwards. And what I mean by that is this, more and more people are getting Internet access. More and more people are doing searches on the web. It's only going up from here, and it's not going to go backwards. So if you don't hop on it now, you're going to have to hop on it at some point. So spending money may be an obstacle, but really in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to cost that much in the beginning. You can spend more money later, but let's get it started at a nice, you know, low cost. The second reason some people don't start is lack of knowledge. And we all know that, you know, in every aspect of our business is sometimes we don't do things because we don't have the knowledge in that area. Well, hopefully this teleseminar will kind of give you that kickstart to be able to do that and have some knowledge and what to do and how to do it. And then the third reason or the third obstacle would be, finding out what proper keywords to use. And we're actually going to cover that because that's a very, very important a topic so that you can start to target people to your website. Question number three on page three on your note sheet is, I know it says how to I, but it should say how do I. So if you want to scratch out the T-O and put the D-O, how do I know what keywords to use? And in the beginning, what you're going to do is you are actually going to be putting a whole bunch of different keywords inside there. When you get in, you start your Google ad campaign. There's going to be an opportunity for Google to help you find what keywords are going to work good for you. Now, that's the great thing is because they're going to do part of the work for you. There'll actually be a box that you can type in. Let's say you type in the word karate lessons. And then you click on the link that's next to it, and it's going to start doing searches for the type of keywords that you should use. And so then you just go ahead and add those keywords to that keyword listing. Now, what you're going to find is as you start checking on a weekly and monthly basis is you're going to find that some keywords are going to work better than others, and some you're going to want to eliminate at all because they're not performing, and there's no reason to have them in there if they're not even performing. So what I mean by that is this. Last month for August, I did a special. I did a pay-per-click campaign. And basically what it said was it was karate in Kankakee County, and it asked the question, are you interested in instantly saving $100 on our karate program? The link that they needed to click on was iwantosave100.com. In that month's time, there was a total of 231 impressions, meaning that actual ad showed 236 times. That was my impressions for the month. I had a total of 16 clicks, so about 6.77% was my click-through rate. So again, remember we talked about the CTR, the click-through rate. That was my click-through rate. I had 16 people click on that. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is because karate, the word karate was the number one word searched in my area, just the word karate. That actually came up 59 times, and I had 3 clicks on that. Martial arts in Kankakee came up 33 times, and I had 2 clicks on that. The words just martial arts, came up 19 times, and I had 4 clicks on that. Karate in Kankakee, Illinois came up 14 times, and I had three clicks on that. Martial arts in Manteno, that's a surrounding area. I came up 11 times, and I had two clicks through that. And then there's just a couple other ones. But the important thing is this, is now I can go back and I can run that campaign again, and I can go back and take out, you know, like, for instance, karate lessons only came up once, and nobody clicked on it. Karate studio came up once. It was searched once. And so that's how you're going to find out what your keywords are. You're going to put a whole mess of keywords in for your first time around. And then as you go, you're going to start taking out keywords that aren't performing. And that way, you're just going to leave the keywords that are doing the best in those campaigns. And I hope that makes sense to you. So what keywords are you going to use? Well, first off, you're going to use a whole bunch of keywords, and then you're going to start going through and chiseling out the ones or taking out the ones that aren't going to work for you. They're not performing. Now, let's go to page number four. Page four is the first case study that we're going to look at. This is Michael O'Leary. He is one of the individuals that I've been helping, you know, work on his pay-per-click ad. And as you can see there, he's the only one that comes up. When you do a search for karate in Yuba City, California, or if you were to search for karate and you're in his vicinity, meaning that, you know, he's done the customized search, and that customized search is within a 20-mile, I believe a 20-mile radius of his facility. So if you're within 20 miles of his facility, and you type in the word karate or karate Yuba City or other keywords that he has in his campaign, then what will happen is his pay-per-click campaign will come up. Now, the nice thing for him is when we were searching and typing in some keywords and stuff into Google, nobody else in his area is doing a pay-per-click campaign. So every single time on that right-hand side, he comes up. Now, the important thing for you would be to go ahead and start doing searches in Google and type in karate. Type in karate in whatever your town is. Type in martial arts and type in martial arts whatever your town is and find out if there's anybody else doing pay-per-click campaigns. As you can see, he's the only one, and I would venture to say the majority of you are going to be the only one because there's not a lot of martial arts schools that are doing this. As you go on to page number five, you're going to see that this is what his actual page looks like. So back on page four, if they were to click on that on that ad, this is the page that's going to come up. And as you can see, it says, "Attention parents, I will increase your child's confidence, self-esteem, teach them to avoid peer pressure, increase their motor skills, teach them to defend themselves, how to handle bullies, teach them life skills that will last a lifetime, and much, much more in 30 days or less for free, Mr. O'Leary." And he's offering basically a 30-day trial, a free copy of his Bully Buster report, plus that they may also qualify for a free martial arts uniform. And it's good only for the first nine to register or by September 31st. Now, also on here is if they don't want to put their first name and email address on there to click to get their 30 days free, they can also call him. So they could do it one of two ways. But if they do opt in to that, they're going to go to the next page. The next page is on page six, where it's Michael O'Leary's info page. And basically, they're going to fill in, the parent's going to fill in their information, their city, zip code, you know, the child's name, and the phone number that they can be reached at. And then they just simply click OK. Now, on this information, there is a audio generator button that basically tells them what they are supposed to do. That's that green button on the top middle side there, or top middle there. On the next page, on page seven, after they click OK, then they're going to be taken to a thank you page where Mr. O'Leary is thanking them for their inquiry. He's assuring them that he's going to be calling them within 24 hours personally because he is basically the one man show at his facility. He does not have a an office helper at this time, so he's going to be calling them back personally. By the way, that's a good rule of thumb is when you're doing these type of things and having, you know, individuals, and this is as an aside note, is when they're opting into your website, having them, you know, fill out the information and always taking them to some sort of thank you page where you are personally thanking them. It's kind of like, you know, you visited, I don't know how many of you guys have ever visited a business before, and after you visit them, they send you a thank you card in the mail. This is just the same exact thing, but it's in a digital format. And then there's also an opportunity for them to click to learn more about Michael O'Leary himself. That takes them right back to his website. It's basically information that's about him. You know, this is Michael O'Leary, how long he studied martial arts, those type of things. Let's move on to page number 8. This is where we're going to get into how to structure your campaign. All right? Now, the proper campaign structure would be this, is you have your campaign, karate and martial arts lessons. Your ad groups, I would suggest when you start with only one. Maybe you're looking to build your kids program. Maybe you're looking to build your adult program. But pick one and start with that first. Later on, you're going to want to have multiple campaigns. So let's say that you want to do martial arts for kids or karate for kids. Your keywords may be, you know, kids martial arts lessons, kids karate lessons, martial arts for children, karate for children. And then your ad may look something like kids karate lessons. Give your child the gift of self-esteem, confidence, and fitness. And then the actual website is, you know, www.kidskaratelessons.net. And actually, if you go to that, that's my sales page for my kids. Let's say you're looking for adult martial arts. And so the next ad group in the center there says martial arts for adults. Maybe the keyword that you type in would be adult martial arts lessons, adult karate lessons, martial arts for adults, karate for adults. Now, those are just some examples. You're going to want to put in, you know, more than just 4 keywords. But as you go through, again, as you go through, and like I said, you start checking, you know, weekly and monthly what keywords are actually working, you know, how many times a certain keyword is coming up, how many times it's actually being clicked, then you'll be able to, you know, find out what ones are working and the ones that you'll want to keep in your campaign. Again, martial arts for adults, that will take them, you know, the campaign that will come up will be adult martial arts lessons. Get in shape, lose weight, gain self-confidence and self-defense. www.adultmartialartlessons.com. That will take them to my adult sales page letter. Let's say martial arts in general. And that's, you know, maybe that's something that you want to do is do that, just martial arts in general. So martial arts lessons for keyword or karate lessons, martial arts school, karate school. It could just be the word karate. It could be just the words martial arts. But anyways, it would just say, you know, looking for martial arts schools, learn the 7 keys to choosing the right martial arts school. www.goformartialarts.com. So that's how you, in a basic way, how you can structure your campaign. Let's go to page number 9, and that's the kids page. Now, if you remember on page 8 where we had the kids ad, the karate lessons for kids, you know, give your child the gift of self-esteem, confidence, and fitness, that www.kidskaratelessons.net, this is the actual page that comes up. The headline says, I laughed when I heard that karate would teach my child, you know, discipline, confidence, and self-esteem. Again, it's the same, and here's the key, all right, folks, is the ad that you put in. Remember the ad on page 8 where it said, you know, give your child the gift of self-esteem, confidence, and fitness? Make sure that the page that they're going to matches up with the ad that you are saying. So, for instance, if you are saying, it's gonna lift their confidence and self-esteem and fitness. Make sure, like in the beginning, when they first get there, it's gonna say something about it, and notice that it does. It talks about discipline. It talks about confidence. It talks about self-esteem. It doesn't say the exact same way, but it does bring it up. On page number 10, that moves down, and again, it's gonna reinforce it. It's gonna say, I will increase your child's confidence, self-esteem, teach them to avoid peer pressure, increase their motor skills, teach them to defend themselves, how to handle bullies, teach them life skills that will last a lifetime, and much, much more. It's 100% guarantee. And go on down, you know, where it says it's 100% guarantee offer. You have nothing to lose. I'll give you the details of this amazing offer shortly. What's the greatest gift you can give your child? Isn't it confidence, right? A confident kid is an unstoppable kid. If you move to page number 11, here comes my sales letter. I just go in and I talk to the parent. Dear parent, I don't blame you, blah, 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 blah. It just goes through. Again, all of it's reinforcing what my ad talked about before, okay? So it's all reinforcing of what my ad talked about before. Basically, you're going to come up with the keywords that work best for you, structure your ad campaign, and make sure that your sales letter matches that ad campaign, if that makes sense. Let's move on to the next case study on page 12, and that's for adult martial arts lessons. Now, if you remember on page 8, we talked about adult martial arts lessons, getting in shape, losing weight, gaining confidence, and self-discipline. All right? As you can see right there in the beginning, five reasons every adult should enroll should be enrolled at TriStar Martial Arts Academy, and 152-year-old life-changing experience with TriStar from a free offer. Here we are right at the front. Lose weight. Improve your health. Next page on page 13 talks about positive attitude, self-confidence, and self-defense. Again, matching itself back up to what the ad says. Because that's the reason they clicked on it, because for some reason they thought, oh, wow, yeah, you know what, I do want to do it to get in shape, or I do want to do it to learn self-defense or self-confidence. So that's why it's so important to match both of those up. You don't want to have conflicting stories. And then if you move on to page at the end of 13, you know, basically it says, you know, still not sure if karate can do all this. You know, don't take my word for it. Read the following life experience about Tim. On page 14, here's Tim's life experience. He's one of my black belts. He's getting ready to test for a second degree. Basically, I took his first degree. He had to write a paper for his first degree black belt. I can't think about what it is, but anyways, he had to write a paper about his first degree black belt, or for his first degree black belt. He had to write a paper basically about his martial arts experience. It was so good, and he's a college teacher. So it was so awesome and so good that I took it and I asked him if I could put it in for my sales page letter. And he said, absolutely. And he had such an amazing change because he goes through and he talks about things about how he lost weight and got in shape and just a whole bunch of other things. Again, matching the two, the ads up together is so important. Moving to page 15. Page 15 talks about what we talked about on page 8, where that third campaign about martial arts lessons in general. This is one of my friends and also business partner Dion Ricardo's website. And remember the ad back on page 8 where it says looking for martial arts? And it said learn the seven keys of choosing the right martial arts school. And it was goformartialarts.com. This is the actual website to goformartialarts.com. And he's looking to get an opt-in there, you know, for the seven key special report on how to choose a martial arts school. But then also, you can click on that link up at the top where it says find out about classes. So he's looking to get their information. If he doesn't get their information right away, it gives them an opportunity to be able to click on different things. But to find out about classes, if they click on that, then what will happen is when we get to page 16, you're going to see, you know, what they go to. But basically on this page, it's talking about struggling to find martial arts school, which martial arts school is the best for you or your loved one. Now you can discover the seven keys to choosing the right martial arts school. If you want to get that report, you opt into that. If they click on find out about classes, now after they get that report, they're going to end up going out to this next page anyways. So either way, he's going to get them to go to this page. The next page on page 16 is that page that I was talking about. So after they get the free report, or if they just click on more information at the top that we talked about before, they're going to be able to either click on children's martial arts lessons or adult martial arts lessons. And then that takes them right to a sales page letter. Hopefully that makes sense on how to do that. Now, the next page, on page 17, you're probably asking yourself, how do I get started? Well, first thing you got to do is you need to go to Google, and you need to click on the top right-hand side where it says to sign in or to start your account. And you're going to need to start a sign-in process. You're going to need to start a Google AdWords process. On page number 18, once you let me go back to page 17. On page 17, if you click on where it says advertising programs, you see the search bar right there in the center where it says Google search, I'm feeling lucky. Right underneath that, it says advertising programs. If you click on advertising programs, the next page on page 18 will come up. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to click on the Google AdWords. Once you click on that, they're going to ask for information about you, your business, and it's going to afford you the opportunity to be able to start it up. Now, We're not going to be able to get into the nuts and bolts, per se, on the exact steps, only because it's kind of difficult to do that over the phone. And also, there are some other resources that are out there that present it a whole bunch better than I do. So I'm gonna give you some of those resources that you can use at your disposal as well. Let's go to page 19. Let's say that you want to do Google AdWords, all right? And you want to do, you know, a whole bunch of different searches on different websites, you know, meaning that you want you want Google, you want Yahoo, MSN, and like Ask and all those other ones. One of the resources I would say to use would be what's called Reach Local. Reach Local will actually do it all for you. Now, the budget's going to be a little bit higher. You're going to pay a little bit more money, but they're going to actually manage all of your campaigns. They'll walk you through everything. They'll ask you the questions that you want, the things that you want to be on the actual campaign structure that we talked about before, and they'll do all the work for you. Nice thing is, in our day and age, we can outsource almost anything. This is one of the things that you can do. But it's going to be more costly to do that. It's something that you can look into if you'd like. I personally would say maybe learn how to do one of the campaigns yourself in the beginning, especially if you're on a lower-end budget. You know, if you can't afford to do $200 a month on a Google AdWords campaign, then I would say, you know, let's hold off for a little while. Let's just do, you know, $25 a month on a Google AdWords campaign and get you started and get you rolling, get you some students in the door. So that way, then you can maybe afford to farm it off to somebody else to be able to run the program for you so that you don't have to do it yourself. But that is one of the recommended resources. As you go to page number 20, page 20 is all the resources that I put on there for you. Google AdWords, the new PPC. If you click on that link, if you go to tristarkarate.com/recommend.html, this page will come up. These are the ones that I recommend. Google AdWords, obviously. The new PPC, they have, I believe, 7 different videos that you can watch online. It's free information that you can actually watch online, and they go through on video how to set everything up in Google AdWords. And they're a lot more specific than I am. I'm kind of giving you a generalization. But if you go to, you click on that link there, it's going to be thenewppc.com is what that link actually goes to. And that they'll walk you through on the video. Again, I put Reach Local in there. Instant opt-in pages, that is a program that I use called Marketing Makeover Generator. And that's where you saw Mr. O'Leary's opt-in page, where it was that blue page on, you know, where they gave them the opportunity to be able to opt in and get more information to do that. That was on, that was on page number 5. That was his opt-in page. That's how I build my opt-in pages, and it's an actual program that all you got to do is type in the information. It builds the page. You don't have to know how to do the HTML and all that other stuff. You don't even have to be internet savvy at all. It's really, really nice. And then audio as well, instant audio for your website. I use Audio Generator. That will give you a link to Audio Generator, too, if that's something that you would like to use as well. So that's the resource pages. Again, definitely check out the new PPC, and that'll help you on, you know, just a lot of the questions that you may be that you might have right now about structuring your campaign and making it happen. On page number 21, I have set up a website, and I'd like you to do me a favor if you would. If you would go to askdwaynebrummett.com, and basically what it is I set up a website so that you can ask me the single most important question that you have about running your martial arts school. What I'm doing is I'm looking for just different ways that I can help you out. So if you want to be able to go to that page, you can do that as well. At this time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to end the recording of the call, and then we can open it up for questions and answers. Does that sound okay, Kathy?
Yes, that sounds great.
Okay.